This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we are so close to Christmas now. It is just this Friday, and if you're like me and haven't bought everyone a gift yet, you may be panicking a little bit, but have you considered donating to charity or doing something charitable as your gift this Christmas? I'm joined this morning by Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
Very well, thank you, Jordan.
So what is this idea of charitable gift giving?
Well, I think a lot of people now realise that we've got enough stuff and there's people who are worse off than we are and who could do with a hand. So people often give to charity on behalf of a family member, trying to pick a charity, of course, that means something to that person.
Right. And of course, donating to charity also comes with a personal benefit to yourself as well, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. So if you donate to a charity, you should get a tax deduction for it. But you've got to make sure that the charity that you're donating to has the deductible gift recipient organisation classification. So it's a DGR. And normally they'll tell you, or you can look them up.
It's kind of funny that, you know, you donate somewhere for Christmas in someone else's name as well. And you're the one who gets the tax write-off rather than the person who's had their name donated on behalf of.
Yeah, I guess so. But I guess it makes them feel good. But also it means that if you know, you're calculating that you're going to get something back, you can afford to donate a little bit more.
Instead of
you're going to give that person $100, depending on your tax rate, you might be able to give them up to $150 or, you know, worth of donation. But you've got to kind of agree, like if, you know, you're buying someone a physical present and you're expecting something in return, you might not want to know that you've got to go somewhere for some of them, you know, needy person.
Yeah, and so I guess how does it work then with tax write-offs with charitable donations? How does it work?
So the definition really is that, you know, it's got to be a donation, so you get nothing in return for it. So, you know, if you're going to help someone, you know, get water to their town or, you know, buy a goat for a village or something like that, that's fine because you're not getting any actual benefit from it. But if you're buying tickets to a lottery of some sort, or you can win a prize, then it's different because there might be something in it for you. So that won't work. Even if it's a charity that's selling the tickets, unless it's a proper donation, you won't get a tax deduction.
Right. Okay. So that, I guess that's something you can keep in mind. Maybe you want to put your money towards a charity, but buying a book of tickets for your friend rather than donating goods that you won't see a return on.
Yeah, and you know, that's fine too. You're giving to the charity and your friend might get something out of it. That's certainly a valid option.
So I guess what else should we be thinking about, I guess, when it comes to donating around Christmas time?
Well, I guess you want to make sure that the charity is registered. So if you don't know that it is registered, you can look it up at the ABN site. And, you know, maybe you can keep it a bit closer to home, and maybe it's not a charitable donation, but maybe just buying things in locally to help businesses in your region is a valid way to spend your Christmas money.
Hmm. Does the charity have to be registered in Australia as well to be able to qualify for that tax write-off?
I think you probably can, but I'm not 100% sure because, you know, you can donate to Oxfam and so on, but whether they're also registered in Australia, I'm not sure.
Julia, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Jordan, and have a very Merry Christmas.
You too. That was Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.